Introduction. The Golden Dawn. This is the first of a series of instructional tapes dealing with the teachings of an occult society named the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Its teachings are described at considerable length in a new volume entitled The Complete Golden Dawn System of Magic, published by the Falcon Press, Phoenix, Arizona, during the year 1984. The order was formed during the last quarter of the 19th century by a group of high-grade Freemasons who were, at the same time, initiates of a Masonic occult society known as the Societas Rosicruciana in Anglia. The Golden Dawn, as subsequently formed by them, was open to both men and women drawn from every religious denomination and from all levels of society, first in England and then in other parts of the world. All that was required of them was a willingness to take life into their own hands, become responsible for their own destiny, and to work hard at a prescribed curriculum of occult studies. This curriculum was allied to an initiatory grade system of several degrees, organized into three separate groups. It was predicated on the Tree of Life of the Kabbalah, a Hebrew system of mysticism dating from at least the Middle Ages. Like all systems of mysticism, the goals were, and still are, self-realization on the one hand, and identification with the divine no-thing of Kabbalistic philosophy, with the intent of bringing down Godhead into overt manifestation in the world of whatever reality we ascribe to where we live day by day. It is a task of transformation, of returning to our psycho-spiritual origins, and restoring the divine balance to the world of creation. The order system was complete within itself, graduated, as it were, from the kindergarten status to that of skilled, polished, and dedicated seekers after truth. The Complete Golden Dawn System of Magic is a presentation of this method of spiritual growth and development. This book has developed on the basis of order documents dating as far back as the year 1894, and thus preserves the continuity of the order's method of instruction. The USESS and Falcon Press intend to inaugurate a Golden Dawn Foundation for the preservation not merely of memorabilia of the order, but to set up a center where the highest standards of initiation and training may be perpetuated. Throughout its history in modern times, the order has been prone to many fluctuations in its forward progress. The foundation's intent is to form a stable background of function and teaching so as to minimize and overcome the degenerative effect of excessive fluctuation in a world where change and disintegration seem to have become the order of the day. The USESS and Falcon Press stand ready to provide any inquirer with information as to the goals and purposes of this foundation. It should be noted that the foundation will not interfere in any way with those temples now already established or will be in the future. The inquirer may write for further information to Mr. Christopher Hyatt at the Falcon Press, 3660 North 3rd Street, Phoenix, Arizona, with a zip code of 85012. I should also state emphatically that the center is intended to be elitist in the strictest sense of the term, appealing primarily to those with the highest qualifications and capabilities in all aspects and developments of modern life. The lame, the halt, the effete and inept will not find a favorable environment for their foibles there. For just as there are athletes of the sports and the arts, so are there athletes of the spirit. The first search for excellence and perfection in their chosen field of endeavor and are so recognized. While in the latter, there is similarly a search for excellence of technique and perfection of all the vehicles of the self. Over the years, I have repeatedly been asked to describe the most important qualities that a student should possess in approaching the great work, a term used historically to describe the noble ends and goals of the order. Other than normal intelligence and emotional stability, there are two other qualities absolutely essential for success. These are best summed up in the following quotation. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Very little would be gained by giving names of many important people, secular, literary, religious, commercial, and others, who have gained from and added luster to the order at various times. But we could mention in passing S.L. Mathers, Dr. William Wynne Westcott, Dean Fortune, Arthur Edward Waite, Paul Foster Case, Marina Mathers, who was the sister of Henri Bergson, the famous vitalist philosopher, and of course, Aleister Crowley. Several biographies and literary studies have been written about William Butler Yeats, who was a prominent figure in the order around the turn of the century. Many college and other students acquired their first knowledge about the Golden Dawn from these writings. Other personalities, perhaps less well known, have also been members, leaving their impress on the world. Initiation is the preparation for immortality. Man is only potentially immortal. Immortality is acquired when the purely human part of him becomes allied to that spiritual essence which was never created, was never born, and shall never die. It is to effect the spiritual bond with the highest that the Golden Dawn owes all its rituals and practical magical work. Initiation means to begin the emergence of something new. It represents the beginning of a new life dedicated to an entirely different set of principles from those Wilhelm Reich once contemptuously termed homo normalis. With the enormous development of scientific pragmatism, it is conceivable that sometime in the near or distant future, robots or computers will be invented that will, to all intents and purposes, free man from the daily drudgery of common toil. If and when that occurs, what will the average man do with his leisure time and energy? Most of them will undoubtedly continue to hunt, fish, travel in recreation vehicles, drink beer and grow fat, watch television more and more, concentrate on spectator sports, and continue their lives on a thoroughly prosaic and mundane level. If there are excursions into outer space, with a view to setting up human colonies outside of this Earth, I am far from certain that the same fate will not await them there as it did in all previous ventures into utopian communities. There are only a handful who can tolerate more than a glancing, casual look at other than the most superficial aspects of what life presents to them. For this handful, the Golden Dawn system presents itself as the answer to their innumerable questions. The system itself is timeless. It did not owe its origins to the formation of that particular order named the Golden Dawn in the latter part of the 19th century. The greater part of it, in one form or another, has existed for centuries, actually forever. Not necessarily in the open, where it could be attacked by secular and ecclesiastical authorities, but undercover, secretly and safely. Those who were in need of its teaching and work would inevitably be attracted to someone or other of its members and undergo initiation. This process occurred in the past, even as it does today. When the time comes for the inner awakening, as it may be called, all sorts of synchronicities, to use a Jungian term, occur, which lead them inevitably in the right direction to the Western esoteric traditions.